Hi guys and ladies, welcome back to another exciting episode. This is episode number 37 of our Being an Analyst podcast. My name is Disema Masietsi. Today we are continuing. Remember episode number 36, we spoke about the mindset, the tool set, and the skill set for you to becoming a good analyst. Today we are taking it straight to the mindset, and I'm going to be sharing with you a nice technique that you can use to actually go through your analysis, make sure that what you are asking, you are getting exactly to the root cause. This is called the five whys. Today, our topic is ways to understanding the five whys technique. Why? Because digging into the fundamental of a problem, and especially when we are solving, we need such techniques to actually help us enhance our analysis. This is where the five whys are coming into play. And we'll be discussing that just after our theme song. So stay tuned. Thank you for coming once again. My name, if you are new, is Disema Matsietsi. I have about two decades of experience in banking. I have covered a lot of departments. I have a lot of qualifications, almost 8 from different universities. 3 of those are from the best business schools in South Africa, being GIBS, Henley Business School, and University of Cape Town's Graduate School of Business. So in terms of what do we report to executives? I have done that quite a lot of times. We have produced hardcore PowerPoint presentation to print out and send to the boardroom. I have also championed from 2016, transitioning from PowerPoint into Power BI. That became very, very crucial in 2020 when the COVID pandemic was in play, to actually send everything else to executives. When it comes to packaging the information that has to go to executives or has to go to management committees or that has to be put together for reporting, I would be the preferred person that will guide you along that path. And that is my motivation behind this whole being an analyst community. My contribution is to share all that I could that will help you enhance your degree, help you enhance your experience, help you enhance in knowing what is to be wanted on that other side. Why would you continue listening to this episode, you might ask yourself? Here's the questions. Are you battling with root cause analysis when it comes to your analysis? Are you looking for a way or a framework that can enhance your insights? If that is you, then this is your episode. This episode is for you. Whether you are a seasoned analyst or you're just starting out, you are welcome. And you know what? Just make this your permanent home. You are welcome in here. We're going to be discussing the five whys, the five whys technique. We're going to talk about a little bit about the history. We're going to talk about how do you use it. We're going to apply all of those things just for you. And it will help you uncover the true cause of the issue, so that when you take it upstairs, I don't know where the exec sits nowadays, so that he's still sleeping upstairs. Or when you take it to execs, you know, this working from home might be also impacting you. But wherever you take them, you would know what is the cause of an issue and how to improve it using our analytical skills. And that is just what it is. Let's start right ahead. What is the 5Y technique? The 5Y technique is a problem-solving method that is used to identify the root cause and the problems by repeatedly asking why. Yes, I know that when you keep on asking why, you would totally get to the root cause of the problem. But it's not always that so, because just asking unrelated whys, you won't get to the root cause, but rather you'll be going around in a breath. And that is why we say, okay, hang on a second, let's do an episode. Let us discuss the techniques that you are doing. So if you repeatedly ask the five whys, you ask why five times in different layers, going down, not going parallel, you're going in vertically, you're going deep into the problem, not going on the side, you know, make covering ground. You don't cover ground. You just go deep into the problem by repeatedly asking why until you get to underlying cause of your problem, or the cause has been discovered. This methodology was originally developed by Sakichi Toyoda and used within the Toyota Motor Corporation. This technique is now widely adopted across various industries, and the effectiveness in root cause analysis, I mean, it's unparalleled. It does so well on this case. It's one of those things that Toyota came up with to create a lean manufacturing area, and that is why their car, the Toyota, is still running the roads until today. So we are fortunate to be piggybacking on some of these wonderful tools that they came up with. What are the steps into us getting into the five whys? Here's the steps. The steps are very simple. There's not five steps. There's four steps. And this is what you have to follow. The steps are as follows. The first step is you identify what the problem is. So once you identify what the problem is, you clearly define the problem that needs to be addressed, or the exec in this case, because they are beautiful. They are quite good in understanding what the problem is. The exec in this case will identify what the problem is. They'll come to you as an analyst team and say, listen, this is the problem. In that case, just make sure that everybody involved understand exactly what the issue is. If you are roping people into a room, don't just be that guy that just ropes everybody else into the boardroom, because as an exec, you get irritated to say, why did you bring everybody else if they've never said a word? But everybody that comes, make sure that they know what it is and their contribution towards whatever they're looking for. Then that's the first step. The second step is you start to ask the whys. So you ask the why, the problem, okay, and write down the answer on the board. Well, we don't have boards anymore. You write down the answer on your team's call, you know, on the side there. You click the whiteboard, you write down the answer there. You write what the problem is. Exec says this is the problem. Then, after it, you write down why the problem occurs and write down the answer. This is your first level of inquiry. So you're writing there and write, why did it happen? It's your first level of inquiry. The third step, you start repeating. So for each answer that you generated, ask why again. And this is where it gets tricky. You ask why, you generate an answer. And from that answer, you ask, why did that happen? So that you can get a new answer. You probe deeper into the case of a previous answer. You continue until the process of asking why is five times, or until you got into a satisfactory root cause. You can even go to seven if you want, depending on how many layers there are there. Because you can't just say, oh, I stop at five because I've gotten, you know, the five, but you haven't got into the root cause. You can still go all the way down. And then the fourth step is you address the root cause. Once the root cause is identified, take corrective actions to address it and prevent the problem from recurring. Implement the changes and monitor their effectiveness. Implement the changes and come back and say, was this effective? Did it help? Did it not help? Okay. Let's jump into an illustration. Let's assume that, you know, for a practical illustration, Imagine you are an analyst in a manufacturing company. You are a lead analyst or analyst team leader. And the exec walks in. She comes all the way, quack, quack, quack. You can hear her as she comes over, leans over your desk or your office, if you are lucky, or your working area. And there's an issue with some delays on the product shipment. She comes to you. You're in a manufacturing company. There's some delay on product shipments. Here's how you might actually, well, let's say, for instance, now you bring your team together, you go to the boardroom, and you're like, okay, hang on a second. Guys, there's delays on product shipment. We don't have to start writing a business requirement document. You don't need to do a BRD or a long documentation or a dissertation. You don't need to. Just, guys, come quickly, handle. You start step number one. What is the problem? Problem, product shipments is delayed. That's the problem for today. Let's go. What will make the product shipment to be delayed? You start with your first why. Somebody raises their hand and they say, because the production schedule is not met. Like, okay, there's a production schedule that was supposed to be met. Okay, thank you for that. And we go over. Why is the production schedule not met? Can you see there when we go to the second why, we're not asking about finance. To say, oh, who paid that? Or who was the HR person that was hired? No, we ask him from the previous answer. We say, why was the production schedule not met? Maybe your answer to that might be, somebody else might raise up their hand and say, because there are frequent machine breakdowns. This is why we never met the production. Then you ask your third why. Why is there machine breakdowns? It doesn't matter how much you are willing to actually take the short ramp and say, what? Production is not met. Last week we met product. Don't go that side. The only thing that you have to do is just to ask why on the previous answer. Why is the machine frequently breaking down? Somebody else must come and say, because the machines are not well maintained or they're not maintained regularly. You ask your another fourth why. Why is the maintenance schedule not followed? Or why are they breaking down regularly? Maybe the answer might be, schedule is not followed. And then the last why would be, why is maintenance schedule not followed? And then your answer to that might be, maybe the team is understaffed. They can't follow the maintenance schedule because the guy is all over the show. So now the answer that you take upstairs or wherever to the exec as you walk back would not be any of the other initial four whys. The answer to that will be, we are short-staffed on maintenance. When she asks, how did you know about it? Then only then do you say, because we are short-staffed, then you go up your whys. First thing, when you walk into an exec, you give the last why, the root cause becomes the answer. And then when she says, how did you get there? Then you start from the bottom up. The schedule is not followed. And the machine are breaking down and production is not being met. That is why everything else is delayed. So given the report, I will start bottom up, but finding the root cause, you start from the first why, you go all the way down to the root cause. But now when we write the report, you go all the way the opposite direction. You go from the root cause all the way up to the question that you have been asked by the exec. So in this example, you would see that the root cause of the delayed shipment is the understaffing of the maintenance team. So if the exec asks you, what's next? The answer would be addressing this root cause by hiring more maintenance guys or optimizing the schedule can help prevent problems from recurring. At least that way, the exec will totally know what was the issue and what will happen? What will stop it from recurring? If she comes again the following day, guess what? The answer will still be the same. But guess what? She's going to bring a different problem on it to say, while we still, you know, doing whatever, what can we do meanwhile to help with, you know, with delayed delayed whatever production. At least now it's a different problem that you have to actually go through and analyze. It's no longer the same project. Okay, let's look at what is the importance of the five whys technique. There are various things that, you know, make the five whys stand out, as we have seen in the example that we just did now with the production and the manufacturing process. There's four of those. The first one is it uncovers the underlying causes. We have seen that by us asking repeatedly the whys, the technique helps to dig deeper beyond the assumptions of a problem and identify what is the root cause. So yes, it starts with, this is a mindset that we have to embody. When we ask too many times to say why, we'll be able to get to the root cause. And the second part about it, the importance of the five whys, is that it promotes thoroughness. So we are able to go thoroughly all the way down to where the problem is, because we're always following up on the answer that we just got from the previous answer. You know, we always ask a question from the previous answer. So that way we become thorough. We make sure that we close the loop by asking one question after the other. Then the method encourages thorough investigation and analysis rather than jumping into conclusions based on surface level observations. The third importance of this why technique, five why technique, is that it helps prioritize actions. So we know exactly where the problem is and what we should do. We should go hire more maintenance people. By focusing on the root cause, resources can be allocated more effectively to address the most critical issues. The fourth one is it fosters continuous improvement. So here, by addressing the root cause, organizations can implement lasting solutions and prevent similar problems from occurring in the future, contributing to a continuous improvement efforts. At least you know that, you know, just working with the five whys, you'll be able to uncover the underlying causes. You'll be able to, it helps you to promote thoroughness in your analysis or your thinking. It also helps you prioritize what actions needs to be taken. You go all the way to the root cause. The root cause is the one that you are focusing on. And the last thing, it fosters continuous improvement, because now you keep on linking to say, oh, how, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And then that way it keeps on helping you, you know, improve. So what do you do next time when the execs come over walking all, you can just hear her walking all the way to your desk, or is a male, you can hear him just going up and down straight to your desk. So the next time you encounter a problem in your analysis, remember that the five whys techniques is the simple yet powerful tool that can help you uncover the root cause of an issue and improve your processes over time. That is just that. Let's jump straight to the questions to make sure that, you know what, we are excited, we are engaged, we're not just feeling sleepy. Five questions that we're going to be asking, multiple choice questions. Very simple, very, very easy, very obvious. I mean, I tried by all means to be thorough in our sharing today. Let's just go straight to the question and see what can happen on it. First question, what is the primary goal of the five whys technique? What is the primary goal of the five whys technique? Is it number A, to identify the root cause of a problem? Number B, to find multiple solutions quickly? Number C, to create a list of potential issues? Now on number D, to improve team communication. What is the primary goal of the five whys technique? The answer to that is number eight, to identify the root cause of a problem. Question number two, who originally developed the five whys technique? Who originally developed the five whys technique? Was it number A, Elon Musk? Number B, Sakichi Toyoda. Number C, Bill Gates. Number D, Steve Jobs. Well, the answer to that, to who originally developed the 5 Whys technique, is number B, which is Sakichi Toyoda. Yeah, because it was done in Toyota manufacturing. Question number 3. How many times should you ideally ask why to get to the root cause? How many times should you ideally ask why to get to the root cause? Is it number A, once? Number B, twice? Number C, 5 times? Number D, 10 times. Yeah, the more you ask, the better. The answer to how many times should you ideally ask why to get to the root cause is number C, which is 5 times. Just ask 5 times, you should be able to get to the root cause. If you are taking small steps, you might go all the way to 10 times, 50 times. But ideally, if you are pacing yourself correctly, 5 times should be good enough. Okay, let's look at question number 4. Is the 5 Whys technique? In the 5 Whys technique, what should you do after identifying the root cause? Ha! In the 5 Why techniques, what should you do after identifying the root cause? Is it A, celebrate the discovery? Number B, ignore it and move on? Number C, take corrective actions to address it? Or number D, ask more questions? The answer to, in the 5 Whys techniques, what should you do after identifying the root cause? The answer is number C, which is take corrective actions to address it. The last question, which is question number 5, we're looking at, we're saying, the 5 Whys technique was first used in which company? The 5 Whys techniques was used in which company? Was it A, Apple? B, Microsoft? C, Toyota? D, Amazon. The 5 Whys technique was first used in which company? The answer to that is number C, which is Toyota. So that's it for our episode for today. Don't worry. We still have our analyst program applications. It's still, being received. If you are an aspiring analyst or you're a seasoned analyst and you just want to join hands with like-minded people, feel free to join our analyst program. If you feel like you have enough knowledge and you would want to share with others, reach out to me and you could also be part of the people that are facilitating the analyst program. You can be part of our team. Reach out to me on our website, info@beinganalyst.co.za. We are going to be starting this one very, very soon. In a few months, we're starting our analyst program for the year. We'll make sure that we have enough people and you facilitate it properly. If you are an analyst and you have just went through your education or you went through many years of experience and you're feeling like you are not getting to the next level and you don't know why, it's always advisable to come and meet people of like-minded and we'll be able to help you unlock yourself. Ideally, I would say there's no age limit, but we know by age 25 to 45, that's where we are uncovering, career issues. And this is where we are saying, come over, let us discuss this. Let us unlock your career with our analyst program. If you're enjoying this episode and this is your first time, please follow us, whatever channel that you are listening in. Just click the follow or the subscribe button. If you want to hear more from us, don't worry. We have a website. It's called beinganalyst.co.za. You can find us there. You can contact us. If you feel like you really, really want something that you can read, we have a newsletter. If you want that newsletter to be part of the newsletter also, you can go newsletter.beinganalyst.co.za and we'll be able to send you the newsletter. If you feel like the newsletter is too bits and pieces, you want something much more comprehensive, don't worry, we have books for you. If you want books, just go to books.beinganalyst.co.za. Besides that, you can go to Amazon or Takealot or any other, wherever you buy digital books nowadays. We are always there. Even Goodreads, we are there. Being an analyst will show up. You'll get the book. If you feel like the book, you just need something to read like on the side, we have a blog, blog.beinganalyst.co.za. And besides, we have this podcast anywhere on YouTube, on your favorite iTunes. We are there. All that we are doing is to make sure that we inspire you with all that we are doing so that you can become an expert analyst, which is excellent. You need to, get inspired. And that's why we are here. So thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for coming here. Thank you very much for subscribing and following us and giving us feedback, because that way, that's how we're able to create more episodes for you. So let's see each other again in the next episode. Stay blessed. Cheers. Bye.